Chapter 8. Harriet is saved. Spring arrived, and with it some very good news from Randalls. Mr. Weston came to Hartfield with a letter from Frank. Mrs. Churchill was better and wanted to come down from Yorkshire to Richmond, which was only 9 miles from Highbury.
Frank will be able to visit Highbury often now. He will be with us very soon, said Mr. Weston.
When she heard the news, Emma felt sure that she was not in love.
I'll be pleased to see Frank Churchill, but only as a friend, she thought. But will he still be in love with me?
She did not have to wait long before Frank was back at Hartfield. She watched him carefully. He was friendly and seemed pleased to see her, but she did not think he was in love with her anymore. But there was something troubling him, and he did not stay long. He had another visit to make.
Maybe he's afraid he will fall in love with me again, Emma thought.
With Frank back in Highbury often, plans were quickly made for the ball at the Crown. At the ball, Emma remembered her promise to dance with Frank first. While they were dancing, she noticed Mr. Knightley standing at the side with the husbands and fathers.
He should dance, thought Emma. He looks so young and handsome. Frank is the only man in the room who could be compared with him.
Everyone was enjoying themselves. But then Emma noticed Harriet. She was the only young lady who had no one to dance with. Mr. Elton was standing near Harriet, speaking to Mrs. Weston.
Aren't you dancing, Mr. Elton?
Mrs. Weston asked him.
Of course, Mrs. Weston, if you will dance with me, he replied.
Oh, I'm not dancing tonight, but I'm sure there is a young lady who would like to dance, said Mrs. Weston, looking at Harriet.
Miss Smith? Oh, no, Mrs. Weston. I'm an old married man now. My dancing days are finished.
Harriet heard it all and looked very upset. Emma was very angry. Then she saw Mr. Elton walking over to talk to Mr. Knightley. A minute later, she saw Mr. Knightley dancing with Harriet. Emma felt wonderfully happy. Mr. Elton walked away, looking very foolish. Between the dances, Emma was able to thank Mr. Knightley.
Mr. Elton was very unkind, said Mr. Knightley.
I was completely wrong about him, replied Emma. I was sure he was in love with Harriet.
I think you chose a better wife for him than he has chosen for himself. Harriet has a much nicer nature than Mrs. Elton, said Mr. Knightley.
At that moment, the music started again.
Who are you going to dance with? Asked Mr. Knightley.
With you, if you will ask me, she replied.
Will you dance, Emma? He said, giving her his hand.
Yes, I will, she said happily.
The next morning, Emma was walking in the garden, thinking about the ball, when Frank Churchill came up the drive with Harriet. Harriet was holding onto his arm, looking very white and frightened. Emma took them quickly into the house, and Harriet fell down onto a chair.
What has happened? Emma asked Frank anxiously.
She was walking with another young lady from Mrs. Goddard's when they were stopped by some young boys who wanted money, Frank explained. Her friend screamed and ran away, and soon there was a crowd of boys around Harriet shouting at her. That's when I found her. The boys ran off when they saw me, and I brought Harriet here."
Frank stayed until he could see that Harriet was better, and then had to hurry away.
"How wonderful that Harriet was saved by Frank," thought Emma later. "But of course I won't do anything to bring them together. I'll wait for things to happen by themselves."
A few days later, Harriet said to Emma,
"I cannot believe I was ever in love with Mr. Elton. I can see nothing nice in him now. I've fallen in love with someone very superior to me and to everyone. I will never marry now."
"I'm not surprised, Harriet. He did a very good thing for you," said Emma.
"Oh, it was wonderful how he saved me. One moment I was so unhappy, then the next moment I saw him coming and I was perfectly happy," cried Harriet.
"I'll never give you advice again," said Emma. "I'll only say this. It's true that he is your superior, but sometimes surprising matches are made. Wonderful things sometimes do happen."
The weather got warmer, and Mrs. Elton did not forget about her love of parties in the countryside. She made plans for a large picnic at Box Hill, which was in a lovely part of the countryside, 7 miles from Highbury. But a few days before her picnic, one of her horses hurt its leg.
"Oh, Knightley, I am terribly disappointed," Mrs. Elton told him. "At Maple Grove, we always visited beautiful places at this time of year. What are we going to do?"
"Come to Donwell, then, and pick the strawberries. You can do that without horses," said Mr. Knightley.
"Oh, I would love to come," said Mrs. Elton. "I will tell everyone."
"No, Mrs. Elton, please allow me to invite people to my own house," said Mr. Knightley. Emma was very pleased about the visit to Donwell. The Westons, Harriet, and Jane Fairfax were invited, and Frank Churchill too. And Mrs. Elton's picnic at Box Hill was planned for the day after the visit to Donwell, because the horse's leg got better so fast.